Hello, my name is Reverend Seth Nelson, and I am the pastor of Faith Lutheran Church in Ronan, Montana. Join in weekly to hear the good news of God's love proclaimed over your life. You can follow us on Podbean and iTunes. God bless you this day.
Our gospel lesson for this morning comes from Matthew, the 24th chapter. Jesus said to the disciples, "About that day and hour no one knows, neither the angels of heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. For as the days of Noah were, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. For as in those days before the flood they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day Noah entered the ark. And they knew nothing until the flood came and swept them all away. So too will be the coming of the Son of Man. Then two will be in the field. One will be taken and one will be left. Two women will be grinding meal together. One will be taken and one will be left. Keep awake, therefore, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. But I understand this. If the owner of the house had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and would not have let his house be broken into. Therefore, you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour." Here ends our gospel reading.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. Well, a few notes about preaching. As you all probably know, or I guess hopefully know, we follow here the Revised Common Lectionary, which is on a three-year cycle, roughly following the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, the synoptic texts, with the Gospel of John having readings kind of interspersed throughout the 3 years. There's also first lessons, which are primarily taken from the Old Testament, second lessons, which are from usually from the epistles, and then our Gospel readings. Over the past 3 years, I've been focusing on the Old Testament, but that 3 years, as of today, has come to an end. And so I feel compelled to come back to the gospel and begin kind of a three-year cycle of focusing on our gospel texts. The past 3 years, I've been doing that just to kind of mix it up a little bit and, you know, give the Old Testament some attention. But as good Lutherans, you know, it was all about bringing the gospel back to the forefront, so I feel called to remember my roots and be Lutheran again, I guess. I thought that would land. Never mind. All right. In our gospel for today, you see the gospel of Matthew featured here. Our first Sunday in Advent is always kind of a little interesting. As we get out for Black Friday, start preparing for Christmas and all the joyous things to come, we are compelled and forced in our Revised Common Lectionary to focus not on Twix bars and gummy bears, as the kids pointed out, but on apocalypse and the end of the world. That's the first thing I think of when Christmas season rolls around. No, just kidding, I really don't. But really, it does seem out of sync with our culture. And the cultural moments in all the Hallmark movies. I just saw this week, It's a Wonderful Life was featured. I love that one with Jimmy Stewart. In which we're called back to this kind of hopeful moment that we experience at Christmas, when we gather with family and friends and they are excited and celebrate the Son of God being born as incarnate into our world. Instead, we have this gospel lesson from Matthew, which compares the moment to the floods surrounding Noah and destroying what once was created, so that God might recreate it anew. We see these images of two in the field and one being taken, like a thief coming in the midst of the night, stealing that away, ultimately hearkening the end of time. And Jesus compelling us to stay awake, stay watchful, keep our hearts and our minds and our souls attuned to what God is up to in the world. For as things are now, when the day or hour is coming, we do not know when it will change and it will come to an end, according to God's decree. I think I've mentioned this before, but I do need to go out of my way on this one, that this passage in particular has been reinterpreted by the last couple decades by Protestants, primarily in the United States, as a rapture moment, right? Featured most heavily in the Left Behind series and other books like it. But there's a kind of pre-end of time rapture as like this testing zone, where like a bunch of the faithful will be just raptured into heaven and all these others will be left behind to kind of rediscover their faith. That really doesn't sync up with Scripture. What Jesus is talking about here and was really spoken of in Revelation and other texts throughout the Bible as a whole is that when Jesus comes, it's once and for all, right? There's not this time of testing going on. So this too, and it draws primarily on this image of these two in the field, one being taken and one being left behind. So I just want to dispel that this moment that Jesus is talking about is a once and for all kind of judgment, a final winnowing out of the world. This recreation of the new heaven and the new earth, but in this moment of finality, in which the evil will be dispelled from our midst and no more will it be left for us to deal with. Now, also interesting reading a commentary on these texts. I hadn't really thought about it this way, but I always assumed that the two in the field, the one being taken, was kind of a rapture moment, you know, taken up to heaven or into the heavenly realm. This commentary I was reading for this week called attention to the fact that the direct comparison with Noah was different than that. Was that the one being taken was the one being removed from the situation, right? The taking is the taking away of the evil in our midst. The taking away of those who mean to do us harm. The taking away of those who are committed to working against the Lord's will in our world. That was the case of Noah and the ark, right? He was called to build the ark in the midst of those who would be removed, if you will, who would not be included in this recreating moment that happened after Noah and the flood. And so Noah needed to keep awake and be watchful, not because he would be taken away, but because everybody else was going to be. It's just a different way to think about this. And this is featured, the reason I didn't think about this so much is because it is unique to Matthew's gospel. Each of our gospel writers have a little bit different focus. And for Matthew, the one being taken, the one being removed from the situation, the one being left behind is the one that God is calling into this new creative, redemptive moment. The thief steals the one who is asleep. Jesus is saving those who are awake. Which leaves us here today in this kind of out of sync, countercultural Sunday. What does it mean to be awake? What does it mean to look for Christ in this moment? After all, Christ has already been revealed. Christ has come into our world long ago. What do you mean we need to keep awake? Well, you who are here on this cold Sunday likely know that you made a choice that and just by the simple act of church attendance in the 21st century America, you are choosing to keep awake. You are choosing to look for God when many are not. You are choosing to pay attention. What is God up to in my life this week? You come here to pray. You come here to fellowship with others. And particularly, you come here to hear Scripture preached over your life. You are attempting to stay awake, to be watchful, to join with other this faithful cloud of witnesses as we worship God together and pay attention to what God is up to in our lives. But more than that, I invite you this Advent season to be watchful in intentional ways. The Gospel of Matthew particularly highlights at other passages that the watchful, the wakeful ones, the ones who are looking for Christ in the midst, don't look to powerful systems and institutions and empires and everything like that. But instead, they look to the poor. They look to those in need. They look to the hurting, the hungry, the hospitalized, the imprisoned. And Jesus says, "There I am with them amongst the least in your midst." Look to them. Reach out to them. For in doing so, you reach out to me. Jesus identifies in the Gospel of Matthew with the least in our midst, the hurting, the poor, the homebound, and those who suffer in any way. As you, in our plethora of announcements for this Sunday, you may notice that we are a church that is actively involved in raising money, and doing all sorts of work throughout this Christmas season to help those who are in need. We do this not because we want to, not because it's easy, but because we are reaching out to Christ in our midst. Christ here in the Mission Valley, Christ other parts of our country, and specifically Christ in our neighbors. That is what we are doing. And by doing so, we are keeping awake to watch for Christ amongst the needy, Christ amongst the least of us. And as we do that, I also invite you this Advent season to be wakeful and watchful for how you need Christ in your own life. Where are your least moments? Where are you hurting? Where are you poor? Where are you sick? I'm obviously a little stuffy this Sunday, but I'm speaking more of spiritual sickness. Where is your despair? Where are you hurting the most? For that is where Christ means to come to redeem you from the depths of your lowest moments. Christ means to meet you in your darkness, in your pain, in your lowliness, in your poverty. Look for Christ there. Watch and keep awake, my friends. For that is where Christ is coming. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.
I hope that you've enjoyed this week's sermon podcast. If you would like to hear more, read my blog, or get a copy of my book called The Church Unknown, go to www.revsethnelson.com. If you feel called to support our ministry, I invite you to go to our church's website at flcronan.org and click on the Offerings tab. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord's face shine on you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.